Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think Carter coming over, he's a veteran guy. He's always had the ability to score big goals, and lighting up the Buffalo Sabres doesn't get me too excited for Jeff Carter going forward. I already knew what he was. Straight line skater. He's going to score and produce in those big moments, but when you can kind of hide him behind some of the other top guys that are there. Look at what Phil Kessel did in the playoffs for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He was basically in the third line role for both of those back-to-back championships. Maybe Carter's the guy that can move up and down your lineup.
All right. Presented by Chafin Lujan, Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. I have a question for you guys. Right? So that was Patrick Sharp right there. Do you think if you were Patrick Sharp, NBC NHL analyst, that you would care or put more time into what you were saying because you're thinking about, am I good enough to get hired by the new NHL TV partners?
Am I an ESPN quality man? Am I a Turner quality
man?
Yeah.
Like, he's essentially going on the air, even though he's currently employed by NBC, but I haven't heard anything about him getting hired. Like, Edzo has already been hired by someone, right? Which one is he doing? TNT?
He would be a Turner man.
He's a Turner man now. Okay.
If you're Patrick Sharp, like, aren't you more sending them headshots and not so much sending them audio, like, resumes? You just like, look at me. Look how good I look on TV. I'm very handsome. I'm classically handsome.
Do you look at Patrick Sharp and see a good-looking guy, Craig?
Come on. We could admit this about Patrick Sharp.
Listen, I've admitted it before. Who's the guy that plays Thor? I admitted it.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. I am looking
at Hemsworth brothers. I wasn't sure which one, but Chris came through.
I think Liam's the one who dated Miley Cyrus, which seems like an upset based on Chris's career to this point.
Patrick Sharp just looks like your average guy. Nothing special there.
So you don't think Chris's idea of just getting in front of the camera and him being a hot
ex-hockey
player
gets
him a
job? Do you consider yourself a if Patrick
Sharp's
your baseline,
so
you put yourself in the gutter here.
Okay, so give Patrick Sharp, as a guy rating another guy's looks, give Patrick Sharp a number on a scale of 1 to 10, and then give yourself a number on a scale of 1 to 10.
He's like a 7, I'm like a 4.
You're giving yourself nothing here.
7's better than average. Wouldn't average be 5?
But what Chris is talking about, I'm like, oh, just put him in front of the camera. Everybody wants to see Patrick Sharp.
You've dodged this, and I've put Craig under the broiler here.
I think Patrick Sharp is a good-looking guy.
Right.
I wouldn't
an 8.
I wouldn't say I'm blown away.
Listen to your wife in the bar and says, hi, I'm former NHL star Patrick Sharp. Mm-hmm. You know she's going to get that little twinkle in her eye like, wow, this is a good-looking man. I know Alex would. If he walked up to Alex in a bar and he said, hi, I'm Patrick Sharp, she'd first say Blackhawks suck because she's a hockey diehard. Mm-hmm. But I know in my heart of hearts she would go like,
so
that Patrick
saying
Sharp's
right
a good-looking guy.
You think NBC hired Sharp because of what he looks like, not
what
he says?
I don't think that hurt Patrick Sharp's case. Have you listened to what he says?
We just played a clip from him. You didn't think it was that deep or that good?
It does not. It had a little bit of personality, which is more than I can say for most of Patrick Sharp's analysis. I don't think he's got a home at the worldwide leader or at Turner, just based on the strength
of
his takes.
Are you, Chris Mueller, going to say he's the best looking guy in sports media?
Oh, that's, now you're getting into a whole different paradigm here. It's the first thing I think of with Patrick Sharp.
Good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy.
I wish that was the first thing that popped into people's heads when they thought about me. good-looking guy.
How far down the list do you think it is?
Is it on the list?
I think if anybody thinks...
would look like the Dead Sea Scrolls by the time you got to...
Do you think people felt like Kenny Loggins was a good-looking guy? Because you look like Kenny Loggins.
No, I think Kenny Loggins, you know, just made hits like the one that's on the Caddyshack.
And Danger Zone from Top Gun, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with what he looked like. Do you think people think Paul Mulholland's a good-looking guy?
No, they tell me I always look like him.
And that's why I just brought it up.
And he got his face crushed in by a line drive, and I only heard the "you look like Paul Mulholland" after he had massive reconstruction surgery done.
Craig looks like Zach Davies, the Cubs pitcher.
And he's just a regular guy. I take that as a compliment.
He's a string bean.
He looks like a guy who needs to show his ID to buy beer 50 years from now.
I still get carded.
You do?
Well, if I'm wearing a hat, yes. Mm-hmm. If I'm not wearing a hat, the bald head, it's like you're definitely older than 21.
How about when you shave the beard? If you went baby face.
Yeah, I'd get carded every time. I think that's one of the reasons I sometimes don't now. Bald head, beard combo, no card.
The Dunlap.
Yep.
As it's called.
There's a certain aggressiveness. I think when you're bald and you have a beard, they assume, well, nature took its course up top and nature took its course in the bottom, and now they can grow a beard, but they can't keep hair on the top of their head. That makes sense.
I wonder if those guys are sweating it out, like our buddy Pierre. He hasn't been in any of these announcements yet for TNT or ESPN. Is he thinking, man, I better bring the goods in the playoffs? Because I know I would.
Doesn't he have probably like a standing place at TSN if he were to want one, like one of the big Canadian flagships? I would think Pierre is like ubiquitous with hockey.
But don't you think for them, that would be, isn't it more, okay, so isn't TSN ranked ahead of any of the American
hockey
networks? Like that's the holy grail, well, it depends, I would think, on, for a I hockey mean, announcer.
It depends. If you're Pierre and you're living in what, Connecticut, Pierre?
But
lives?
I thought he had a home in Montreal too, Craig.
He's got residence. Places. I don't know where they all are.
Well, I think Pierre's got his options open then. He's got a home in the greater tri-state area out by New York City. He's got a home north of the border.
He's got his bases covered.
Yeah, Pierre's in good shape. He's not sweating anything. The people, the executives, the suits, they come to Pierre, not the other way around.
Because I thought about it for myself. CBS Sports Radio just hired a new guy to run the network, and I'm thinking, holy crap, I better not have a bad show on Saturday. First one? Got to make a good first impression, right? Maybe bring Mulsey on as a guest?
Oh, no, then you're tanking that bad boy.
What do you think, Craig?
Wait, you're showcasing the competition for a spot like that, then.
How many times have I said I should probably try to do a national show just to see what they think of me? Now I've got a new guy in there. Maybe it's a clean slate. He wants to hear new voices. What, but is it a new guy in the truest sense, like he's outside the org, or is it a guy?
No, it's not like he isn't inside the company, but he's new to the network.
This.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to bring the goods then, friend. Which means Mulsey'd in the second segment of that show.
Mulsey hour. All right, so Penguin schedule is out. It's noon on Sunday, so we've got 3 days. I guess only for us two. Are you doing a show on Saturday?
I am.
Actually. Oh, so you have three.
Yeah, I got flipped from Sunday morning to Saturday, which is actually beneficial for me. So I got a little two-hour show. Mm. I don't know if anybody new will be listening to that show, but I'll do my best to impress anyway.
All right. So I'm looking at there's this article in The Athletic where they talk to executives, coaches, and scouts and players. So just about anybody who works inside hockey, executive, front office person, coach, scout, player. And the question was rank the playoff teams. Rank the playoff teams. And the Penguins were middle of the pack. They were behind Boston and Washington. And there were some quotes, not with names on them, of course, because they're all anonymous. But an anonymous NHL player told The Athletic this, quote, "The Penguins are okay. I think their D is a little suspect. Their goaltending is a little suspect. Chris Letang on the downswing. Cody Ceci, eh. Mike Matheson skilled, but does dumb things defensively, which will bite you in the ass in the playoffs. I'm just very wary of that group in general," and then threw in a nice compliment. The forwards are a highly skilled, deep group. But closer to the middle than the top, Chris. So I'll ask you, do you think we're gearing up right now for a long playoff run? Are you and I going to be sitting here talking about the Penguins in the Stanley Cup playoffs a month from now? 2 months from now?
If we are, there might be some vacation time that I've already carved out that's going to look real bad to some of the.
But you've already scheduled the vacation time, so you must not believe that it's going to happen.
Well, I scheduled the vacation time, you know, a little while ago, but yes.
Yeah, but you had to have the Penguins in the back of your mind when you did that.
I will answer. True. I will answer the question this way. I think we're gearing up for at least 2 rounds worth of playoffs.
Is that a long run? I don't think so.
No, because I think like long run starts if you've won your division and made the Final Four with this format.
Bingo.
That's how I look at it too. You come out of this division, you have accomplished something in and of itself. And I know I'm the guy who always says cup or bust, but like what they've done this year has been, I think, sort of beyond what I could have expected from them. So I think
them to miss the playoffs and for Sullivan to get fired.
Well, I've fired Sully like 18 times. You can't even come back and use that against me. That's like old hat. That's like telling me, hey, Chris, you're pretty mean to Roethlisberger. Yeah, so what? Who do you think
you're harder on?
I'm harder on Roethlisberger because I think Sullivan's actually good at his job.
Negative Nancy.
That's right, big boy. I think that this is a – I picked them – here's the thing, though. And I look at the playoffs a lot like I looked at their regular season outlook before it started. I picked them to finish fifth in what I thought was going to be a very good division.
Yes.
Where they might just be on the outside looking in of four other good teams.
But why is it taking you so long to answer this question? You know what we might need to do, Craig?
I think it's a two-round run.
You know what might help him? What if we give him the NHL 94 music beneath him? You think that might help Chris give a more concise...
Give me 1 second.
I've got it.
You got it?
Yeah. Do you think that'll help Chris give a very concise hockey-related answer? All right. Now make your Penguins point.
The Penguins are not the best team. Oh, I love it. The Penguins are not the best team in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but what the Penguins are is a dangerous team, and it's always tough to forecast what a dangerous team is going to do. Are they the Tampa Bay Lightning who are only bringing back Nikita Kucherov? Not necessarily. Are they the Vegas Golden Knights? No. Do they have questions in goal? Yes. Is their defense occasionally prone to forays of irresponsibility in the offensive zone? Yes. But they're battle-tested. They have, at worst, the second-best coach in the game. Sidney Crosby's still a top-five guy.
I'm still not hearing a short answer, Craig.
That means at least 2 rounds of playoffs for the Penguins. After that, the old crystal ball gets a little hazy.
Stop the music. Like the record squeak.
They're not going to win the Stanley Cup.
But here is what you're doing. You don't want to give a negative answer. So you are saying all the positive things about them and then coming back to, but they're not going to make it out of the second round. What? That's, you're saying they're going to come up short of what people would say is the, you know, bare minimum or the expectations. And they have a lot of things and it could happen, but it won't.
I think they're going to get beat by a team playing better at that point in time, i.e. it's probably going to be Boston.
Okay.
I think Boston bounces them in the second round. And the goaltending ends up being a thing that people cite and look back at.
So Jari is the hang-up for you.
Yeah.
Why?
In the sense that it'll be one of those deals where he won't outplay Tuukka Rask.
So he'll play good but not good enough?
Yeah, it's going to be one of the – remember when Lundqvist outplayed Fleury in 14, I want to say it was?
Okay.
And you said Fleury
so you don't think
play
we'll
poorly.
Look back on it like Jari was the GOAT of the playoffs? Like
no, it's not going to look like a 2012 Fleury meltdown. It's not going to look like a situation where your goalie clearly was the impediment blocking you from greater things. It's going to be that the other guy was better than your guy.
Craig, do you think we're gearing up for a long Penguins playoff run? Should we keep those, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods signs on the front yard through Memorial Day and into late June and your you know, big things are going to be happening in your life and everything while the Penguins are winning playoff games.
Do you want to play the music and see if I can be concise?
Or do you want to play the music and see if you can be concise?
Where do you have it? You have it saved in your folder? Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
NHL, where do you save this?
I come back
Thank
into
you,
the
Craig.
I come back
Welcome
into the studio,
answer's
you guys
no.
fall apart.
You could have played 2 seconds of the song. No, we're not.
Why?
Because I was fooled by this team last year and bet them to win the cup. I'm not falling for it again.
Last year's last year. Doesn't this matter. Is this year.
Yeah, and everybody, even their biggest supporters to start this season, said, hey, it's the end of the era. Let's just enjoy the rest of their careers, and you better appreciate what they did because it's not going to happen again. But now everybody wants
Hold
to
on.
Change their minds.
I got a new song for Craig here based on that.
I'm not changing my mind like those other people.
Well, here's the real story. Here's the real story, Craig. Pony's tried to put us under the broiler here, and he wants to continue to deflect. And you know what he's had time to do this whole time he's been grilling us? Try to come up with his own answer to his own question. Because he might have been hedging bets. This was a stall tactic.
This is Craig right here.
He's Dean
this
Smith.
This is Craig. We don't get pulled.
Jot it down, Craig. Because right now he's Dean Smith running the four corners so he doesn't have to answer his own question. He's sitting on a six-point lead, and he doesn't want there to be any possessions.
I don't want Penguins Jesus to fill up my mentions with hate.
Oh, so now, so we can't give a concise answer, and you're afraid of Penguins Jesus, huh? Okay, I see how it is.
I want Penguins salvation. I don't want to sit in Penguins purgatory. No, I think I'll answer it. I think they're going to lose to Boston in the Eastern Division Finals.
So same as me.
Yeah.
So that is concise. So Craig, I paved the way with a good take, and he just drives his car right on the road that I worked so hard to build.
Your take was
Why are they going to lose? Why are they going to lose? Like, what's going to be the reason?
I don't have really any confidence in Malkin right now.
Okay.
I don't know if he's healthy. I don't like his playoff resume. I think the team played better without him. I think that creates some extra pressure on him, and I don't think he always does well when he puts too much pressure on himself. I think that has a way of backfiring on him, especially in a series against the Islanders. I think they'll win the New York series. I'm not going to back off what I said on Monday? Tuesday.
When you and Arthur gave
when
the
I
kiss
said Penguins
death.
In five.
Yeah.
But I would say that they just have average goaltending. And I don't think that average goaltending is going to get them to where they want to go.
Here's what their goaltending's been this year. It's come out average, yes, and it's worked in fits and starts. You know, they give up a ton of goals the first 15 or so games of the season. Then there's a run where, as a collective, goalies, style, everything, there's this great run of goal prevention. And then at the end of that, there's a couple blow-up games. That tells me that there's nobody there you can fully trust. And I guess the thing that makes
it harder... Do you
think
Sullivan would go to DeSmith?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, because Jarry has how many playoff games? I'm not even going to count the Montreal game. If you take that one out, he's got zero, correct?
Why won't you count that?
I don't know. That. What do you like to say? Fugazi playoffs?
So you don't think the Lightning were a true Stanley Cup champion last year?
No, they didn't have to play in that crap round.
So you don't think that the Penguins should be criticized for the Montreal playoff series loss then?
They should be criticized for the Montreal Bizarro World loss, whatever that was. I don't. That wasn't the playoffs. Playoffs? No
yeah,
way.
But we've based opinions on how the Penguins are going to do in these playoffs. Craig just did it. He's holding the Montreal sin against them, and that's one of the reasons why he won't pick them to do damage in this year's playoffs. He doesn't trust them.
Fool me once.
And fool me, yes. Yeah, fooled.
We won't fool us. How did that end up going when he did it? He couldn't get the quote out. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice,
Cook?
We won't get fooled again. No, somebody of comparable imperiousness, George W. Bush.
Oh. I thought it was like when Cook was trying to tell us about like that famous quote about the Chicago Bears. Craig, you remember that one?
Yeah, the Bears are who we are, you know.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
He came closer to doing Penn State's little slogan there than anything. We are in that. I think he'll go to DeSmith if Jarry like melts down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait if you're Mike Sullivan. I would give him.
What if Jari's terrible on Sunday?
See, I think that's the fascinating thing. I would go to DeSmith.
I don't think he will.
No, I think he believes in his guy. That's the thing. I think Jarry is now ascended to that mantle. Dude, what did it take for Mike Sullivan to go to Jarry last year?
Yeah, but Murray had won him two cups. This guy hasn't won him diddly poo.
But I think he's a believer in the idea that if you've got a guy who's clearly your number one, and Jarry clearly is, that you don't just pull the plug on him, especially after what'll be his second playoff game. But they can't. This is the problem. They can't afford to dilly-dally around with confidence because they're playing. The best argument I've heard you make here is that they're an emotional team to their detriment sometimes, but oftentimes to their benefit. The Islanders are the closest thing to a bunch of hockey robots, and they're more entertaining,
robots.
Albeit. Yes, robots. Since like the New Jersey Devils, if they're up 1-0, it feels like you're down 5 goals.
Yep.
So you can't, if you're Mike Sullivan, I think, afford to have that luxury of trying to massage
egos. Craig, how far do you have them going? You got them losing, you got them one and done in the playoffs?
No, they'll win the first series, then done.
Oh, here we go again.
That's not a long run. That's what you
asked. No, but it's all of us on the same.
Please don't say in 5 games.
4.
No. Oh, God. I mean, 4's not, you needed to say 6 here.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.